Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man Talkers Magazine says is one of the most important talk show hosts in America.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
He's Jim Blasingame, our small business advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Barbara Weltman back on the show. Barbara is an original founding member of our Brain Trust. In fact, this is her 18th anniversary as a member of our Brain Trust. How about that? Barbara, welcome back to the show. Happy anniversary, baby.
Oh, thank you. Boy, do I feel old.
No, we got you right out of junior high, wasn't it?
Oh, there you go.
Were you going into the ninth grade or the eighth grade? I always forget.
I skipped the eighth grade, so wasn't that.
It's good to have you back. Thanks for 18 great years. Barbara is, you know, folks, is a tax attorney. She's the author of the J.K. Lester series on small business taxes. Now for how long, 20 years?
Over that.
Long time.
Yeah.
And a number of other books, many books, and she's a great resource for us. Barbara, thanks again for being here. We're coming up on some important dates, aren't we, in our tax life?
Well, yeah, and I know this isn't the most fun topic for many people to be talking about, but it's something we got to do, and we might as well face it and do it and get it over with. And we're talking about filing your income taxes. Your annual return, and for your personal return, which is really for many people your business return as well. If you're a Schedule C filer or an owner of a pass-through entity, you're reporting your business income on your personal return. And the due date this year is longer than it's ever been, which is April 18th.
Wow.
So you do have some time. And if you live in Massachusetts or Maine, you have until the 19th.
Really? Is that a holiday up there?
Yeah, Patriots Day is up there, and so they get an extra day, and so it's I think we've been to the 18th one other time, but I've never heard the 19th.
No, I never have either.
That's a long time, but with that said, I'm sure people are not attending to this. This is something that you put.
Well, we work on it here. We work on it all spring, all the first 3-4 months. But we don't worry about finishing because we know we're going to file an extension.
Sure, and you can file an extension. You don't have to give the IRS.
We've already filed our corporate extension.
Right.
We'll be filing our personal extension in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, and that will give you more time. So just file the extension on time, and then you avoid any late filing penalties.
But the obligation to pay the taxes.
Right. There are still the late payment penalties if you don't pay up by April 18th, if you owe money. So
if you don't want to file the return and you think you're going to owe, then...
Send in some money.
Yeah, okay. How do you... So if you can file electronically the extension, and you can pay them electronically too, can't you?
Oh, there are numerous ways to do that. You can use EFTPS.gov, which is an electronic transfer.
That won't cost you anything for transfer, will it?
Zero. The IRS doesn't cost anything. The transfer doesn't cost anything.
If you use a credit card, it'll cost you the user.
There is a convenience fee for using the credit card. Again, the government doesn't charge you, but there is a fee that way. Mm-hmm. And the IRS also has direct pay where you just direct a transfer from your bank account.
Mm-hmm.
So those are kind of options.
I would avoid that one. I don't want to give the IRS. They can come get it if they want. I don't want to give them any more than they have. I'd rather just do the transfer. Or if you wanted to send them a check, though, if you just wanted to send them a check, how would you do that?
Well, you send them a check along with a 1040V, which is a voucher, so that they know to credit the check to the right place.
Can you send them a certified check or a certified letter or a FedEx or a UPS or anything like that?
Absolutely.
If you want to make sure they got it so they couldn't say they didn't get it?
Absolutely. And if you're waiting until the last minute, there's something called the mailbox rule, which lets you mail the return or the check or anything else by the deadline, and even if they receive it later, it's still considered timely. So you have to use U.S. mail,
right.
And have proof by, it's really good idea to have proof by certified mail, or an IRS-approved private delivery service, and there's a list of the approved FedEx and UPS services.
There's an old post office joke where the lady walks in or the guy walks in at 11:30 on the night of the 14th and talks to the guy in the back at the post office and says, "Is it too late to get my return in?" And the guy says, "No, you have till midnight." He says, "Okay." The guy says, "Okay, where are the paperwork?" So you can't go that far, folks, but you can postmark it that late. Hey, Barbara, exactly. I need your website, please.
My website is easybarbarawealthman.com.
WELTMAN. I've been saying that very happily for 18 years since Barbara joined us in the early days. An original founding member of our Brain Trust, and we're so happy about that. 20 till. When we come back, we're going to talk about your retirement plan and capitalizing your business. How about that? Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.